You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The Arizona Cardinals were the favorite among many pundits to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl this season. It would have been the next logical step for a team that lost in the NFC Championship game last year. Amazon even featured the Cardinals in a series called All or Nothing. And based on the team already being eliminated from playoff contention, this season has definitely been closer to nothing. Kent Summers covers the Cardinals for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. He's also the author of 100 Things Cardinals Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And Kent, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So what the window, we always hear about the window when it comes to sports. Has the window for a championship closed? If you look ahead to 2017, what has to still be in effect for the Cardinals to become a contender again?
Wow, that's a great question. Somehow I think they've got to sort of get their offensive mojo back. I mean, under Bruce Arians, it was a sort of a high-flying team that threw the ball deep and could score from anywhere and lots of points. And this year, they haven't been able to do that. I think, you know, a year from now, they've got to have a healthy quarterback and Carson Palmer come back. It would be helpful if Larry Fitzgerald puts off retirement for another year. And they need a couple of their young, fast receivers, J.J. Nelson and John Brown, to get healthy and to come through for him. I think the pieces are in place to bounce back at least for another year, but after that, I think we could see a major rebuilding job here.
When the Cardinals kind of shocked the world back when Ken Wisenhunt was coach and Kurt Warner was the quarterback and they made the Super Bowl at the time, Wisenhunt didn't quite have the same magic that Bruce Arians has. He wasn't quite the character, but has Arians in any way lost his touch, or do people put too much positive on the coach and too much negative on the coach?
I think probably the latter. I think Bruce Arians still has the touch, although I think he's been very frustrated by this season and especially his inability to fix what went wrong. It's a team that's lost a lot of close games, and in his three previous seasons, they were noted for, you know, winning those one-score games, for making the play at the end of the game, that the dramatic play that turned things around or that gave them the victory, and that just hasn't come this season. We've all analyzed this season ad nauseum, but it's also true that, you know, if they play better special teams in three games, just snap the ball and make a kick, you know, they win three games and they're in the middle of the playoff contention right now. So it's a very close league when it comes to talent, and something like that can be the difference between playing, you know, well into January or making vacation plans.
So do you think the cynical fan who says, oh, they started believing their own headlines, and that affected them, do you think that's not true?
I think it played a part. I really do. And I don't know if it was a conscious thing or if it sort of crept in. And I always go back to their struggles at the beginning of the season. And I kept hearing from players, well, we've proven we can rattle off a lot of wins in a row. I mean, we did it 4 wins in 13 and 5-6 in a row in 14 and 9 in a row in 15. And you know, this is such a year-to-year league. What you did last year means nothing. And I kept thinking, well, this team, the 2016 team, hasn't proven they can win more than 2 in a row. And I think maybe there was a failure to realize that every season is a season unto itself, and what you did last year doesn't carry over to the next year.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix with Kent Summers. He covers the Arizona Cardinals for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. He's also the author of 100 Things Cardinals Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Kent, is Larry Fitzgerald, when you went through all the notes of covering this team for a couple of decades, is he the best Cardinal player you've ever covered?
Yes. There's no question. I think Aeneas Williams, the cornerback who is in the Hall of Fame, would be second, but there's no question. Fitzgerald is the best. He's, you know, he leads the franchise in almost every receiving category. He's third overall in NFL history in number of receptions. He's 10th in yards. And just has been very durable and has made big plays on the biggest stage. I mean, he made a touchdown in the Super Bowl in 2008 that almost won it for him. His play last year in overtime against the Packers in the playoff game advanced them to the next round. So, I think there's very little question. He's the best player, and certainly in Arizona Cardinal history, and maybe in the history of the organization overall.
And what about covering him? Because it seemed like his first several years in the league, he was the guy who didn't really want to be in the locker room and talk to, and then he became sort of a team spokesman in a sense. How has that affected your working relationship with him?
Yeah, it was interesting. As you said, early in his career, he was congenial, but he certainly didn't want to be a leader on the team, and he didn't want to really talk that much to the media, and it was impossible to get him after games. He showered and dressed often before reporters were even allowed into the locker room, and some of us complained to the league, actually, which ended up fining him $10,000. Mm. And since then he's in the locker room every day after every game and is usually the last one to leave. We're all waiting on him. And it's been an interesting change. I think people who are Cardinal fans have watched a person grow up. Somebody who was drafted when he was 20 years old is now 33. And you've seen, you know, the changes. I think he's realized he's had to become a leader on this team, that other players look up to him, that how he works, how he handles himself, et cetera. And it's been fun, and it's been a great story to cover and to watch.
Ken, it seems like this organization in the around three decades or so it's been in the desert, it seems like there's been a lot of characters at head coach, whether it's Buddy Ryan, Denny Green, Dave McGinnis, Bruce Arians now. Have they been interesting to cover, or are the larger-than-life personalities at coach somewhat different? Is it, like for fans, it could be a little bit more fun, like when Denny Green made his infamous speech after the Monday Night Football game, or is that actually harder as a guy who covers the team?
No, I'll never complain about that. I started on the beat when Buddy Ryan was head coach, and I felt like I was covering one of the last great characters in the NFL in a day and age when not just NFL coaches, but I think coaches in a lot of sports have found it better just to say very little or, you know, nothing at all. You know, Bill Belichick of the Patriots comes to mind. I've enjoyed these guys. You never knew what was going to come out of Buddy Ryan's mouth, or you never knew, you know, it was hard to always follow Denny Green's logic. And, you know, and Bruce Arians is one of the best sound bites in the league and says what he thinks, which is a rarity, I think, in professional sports today. So, no, it's been fun to cover. I enjoy covering the news story, and I enjoy covering people who speak their minds. So I will never complain about that.
And, Ken, as part of the title of your book, it's things that Cardinals fans, not just they should know, but they should also do before they die. What would you say to a Cardinals fan who never had a chance to watch that team play in Sun Devil Stadium? How different is it in University of Phoenix Stadium?
Oh, startlingly different. I think of the Sun Devil Stadium days in the heat, just shimmering off those aluminum bleachers and you know, 17, 18, 20,000 people in the stands. As one NFL writer said, he goes, this is the team that time forgot. It was like you weren't covering an NFL team. And, you know, and from the minute they move into the new stadium, they sell out. They've sold out every game. So it's dramatically different. And it's dramatically different, you know, seeing them win once in a while. You know, I went through, you know, 10, 15 years on the beat, the first years where, you know, there were plenty of 4-12, 6-10 seasons, and you felt like you were writing the same story over and over again. So this has been, it's been a dramatic change. The organization has come a long, long way.
Kent Summers covers the Arizona Cardinals for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central, and he's also the author of 100 Things Cardinals Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Well, Kent, happy holidays, happy new year. Thanks for the time.
Great. Steve, thank you for having me.